Where did the English language come from?
She asks where the English language came from.
Does she ask where the English language came from?
Oh, for example, when will she come? When will she come? He asks, continue.
He asks when she will come.
Good. What has she come from? For. What has she come for? What has she come for? He asks
what she has come for.
Or why has she come? Why has she come? I ask
why she has come.
When will he come? When will he come?
He asks when he will come.
Or if I ask, will she come? Or he asks, will she come? He asks if she will come.
If she will.
Again, he asks.
He asks if she will come.
Where did the English language come from? Why has it become so popular?
Why has it become so popular? She asks.
She asks why it has become so popular.
She asks why it has become so popular. And if I ask you to make a question, does she ask
why it has become so popular?
Again.
Does she ask why it has become so popular?
Why has it become so popular? To answer these questions, we must travel back in time, about 5,000 years, to an area north of the Black Sea in southeastern Europe.
We must travel back in time.
Must we travel back in time?
In time.
How far away in time must we travel to?
Or must we travel back, maybe?
Back.
We must travel back to an area north of the Black Sea.
Must we travel back in area north of the Black Sea?
Where?
Where must we travel back?
To answer these questions, we must travel back in time, about 5,000 years, to an area north of the Black Sea in southeastern Europe.
She says, to answer these questions, we must travel back in time.
Does she say, to answer this question, we must travel
questions,
back?
Questions,
we must travel back in time. What does she say we must do? How far away in time does she say we must travel back?
Experts say the people in that area spoke a language called Proto-Indo-European.
The people in that area spoke a language called Proto-Indo-European.
Did they speak a language called Proto-Indo-European? Mm-hmm. What language did they speak?
Experts say the people in that area spoke.
Do they say the people at that area spoke a language called Proto-Indo-European?
Mm-hmm. The people in that area.
What language do they say the people in that territory spoke?
In that area spoke. What language do experts say the people spoke? Spoke a language called Proto-Indo-European. We may say it was called. That language was called Proto-Indo-European.
Was this language called Proto-Indo-European? How was it called?
Experts say the people in that area spoke a language called Proto-Indo-European. That language is no longer spoken.
It is no longer spoken.
Is that language spoken?
That language is no longer spoken.
Does she say that language is no longer spoken?
Researchers do not really know what it sounded like.
Do researchers know what it sounded like?
Researchers do not really know what it sounded like.
Does she say they don't really know what it sounded like?
Yet Proto-Indo-European is believed to be the ancestor of most European languages.
Is it believed to be an ancestor?
The ancestor.
The ancestor of most European languages. What is it believed to be?
Yet it is believed to be the ancestor. I suppose it is some kind of contradiction. Contradiction to what? To the previous sentence.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really know what it sounded like. But, nevertheless, yet it is believed to be the ancestor.
yet Proto-Indo-European is believed to be the ancestor of most European languages. These include the languages that became ancient Greek, ancient German, and the ancient Latin.
They include.
Mm-hmm. Do they include the languages that became ancient Greek and so?
These include the languages that became ancient Greek, ancient German, and the ancient Latin. Latin disappeared as a spoken language.
Did it disappear as a spoken language?
Latin disappeared as a spoken language.
Does she say Latin disappeared as a spoken language?
Yet it left behind three great languages that became modern Spanish, French, and Italian.
Yet it left behind three great languages.
Did it leave behind three great languages?
Mm-hmm.
What did it leave behind?
Well, how many?
How many languages did it leave behind?
And those languages later became, they later became.
Did they become modern Spanish, Greek, and French?
French and Italian.
And Italian.
Yet it left behind three great languages that became modern Spanish, French, and Italian. Ancient German became Dutch, Danish, German, Norwegian, Swedish, and one of the languages that developed into English.
Did ancient German become Dutch, Norwegian, Swedish, and one of the languages that developed into English?
Intermodern English.
Ancient German became Dutch, Danish, German, Norwegian, Swedish, and one of the languages that developed into English.